Okay.
For the
promotion. Their money. I don't know what we gave them last year either, but this sounds like a lot of money.
We should ask.
Which one?
We're talking about the GLUA grant. Do you know how much we gave you last year?
Ten. I thought it was 10K. Yeah.
Was it 10?
It was 10. My memory's 10. I can look.
We can start.
Oh, geez, it is 4:02. Sorry. I knew that Kevin. I knew Kevin was going to be gone. Mary Jo said she's going to be slightly late. Mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah, she's across country.
Okay.
Mary Jo.
She's expected to be here at 4:45. So, Linda, can I ask you to take notes for just for her until she gets here?
Sure.
I don't imagine a lot will be happening before that. But. All right, we'll call the meeting to order. Roll call. Linda, if you're our stand-in, would you do roll call?
Zakiya?
Here.
Richard?
Here.
And Brian? Sorry.
Here.
Okay.
And you?
Linda, here.
Absent are Kevin and Mary Jo and Stephanie Collette. Also absent.
Say that again. Kevin, Mary Jo. Sorry, I'm not good at this.
Stephanie Clay.
And
Stephanie let me know she wouldn't be here tonight, too.
She didn't vote anyway.
Okay. Sorry, this morning at the ribbon cutting.
All right, agenda item number 3, comments from the public. Limited to this agenda, limited to 5 minutes. Nobody. Good. Agenda item number 5. Update from Heather Jones, Meet at the Lake promotional activity. Hi, Heather.
Good evening. I have a great update from this last month, kind of reaping our harvest of the social media campaign that we had last month. But overall, site sessions were down this month. I think that was reduction was due to the social media campaign that we ran last month. Our top 5 site sessions, number 1, Google Direct was number 2, City of Lake Geneva number 3, Visit Lake Geneva was number 4, and Bing search engine was number 5. We had 71 active inquiries, which was down 17 from last month. A lot of that due to that awesome social media campaign that we did last month. In September of 2021, we had 80 inquiries, so year over year down about 9 inquiries. The average time spent on our website was 4 minutes and 38 seconds. Our site bounce rate was 45.9%. Wedding Wire and Knot statistics from September, we had 122 storefront views compared to 82, which is average in our market, and 13 leads, which was the same as last month. The hotel and lodging analytics page on our website had 137 page views. Average time spent on the page was 7 minutes and 43 seconds, which was up 6 minutes and 34 seconds. So nice to see everybody hanging out on that page, learning about the hotels. For 2022, in the past 30 days, I have a contract out for a December holiday party. So just trying to fill in where we can. 2023, for the past 30 days, I booked 3 additional weddings and 3 nonprofit events with 3 additional wedding contracts that are out, likely to book. For 2024, I have 3 contracts that were returned this month with additional contract out, likely to book. Reported last year, We had 57 total events on the books for 2021 and 50 events booked for 2022. COVID-related rebooks played a part in 2021 bookings for 2022. Any questions?
Just a comment. The bounce rate is like, I don't know, close to half of industry average for websites. So I would say with that, don't change anything.
Like, they're hanging out and staying.
If the traffic we're getting is very relevant and they're finding what they want.
Mm-hmm.
So a bounce rate like that means it's a very well-functioning website for the traffic that are coming through. So that's great.
That was Stephanie's doing. I can't take any credit for that.
Well, just file it away in your mind if the conversation ever comes up about changing something. I would point at that and say, don't change anything. Like, it's working great just how it is. So
good. Good to know. All right. Thank you.
Any question?
Just a suggestion. I think we did suggested this before, but somehow I guess we forgot. When you're showing the revenue for 18, 19, 20, and 21, can you please have a column there for 22 and up to today or up to last month or whatever you have already collected? So at least we get to see some
like a year to date for the current year?
Yeah.
Okay, we can add that in.
Thank you.
Total revenue, you mean?
Yeah, for this year, up to.
Okay.
Just for this year, because we don't have 2022 in there.
Okay.
So up
and
to date,
we're almost done with the year, so it'd be good to see where we're sitting.
And now on, we can see every year up to that month.
Okay.
Whatever we have collected. So.
Yeah.
And since Heather is up here, I'm going to make a motion to amend the agenda to allow us to discuss agenda item number 10, which is renewal of Heather's contract.
I'll second the motion.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Yeah, since you're there. So we spoke earlier today.
Mm-hmm.
It's every year at the end of October we renew the contract for the Riviera. I think we'd probably all agree we're going to keep her.
While I'm on the spot.
While you're on the spot. I think a pretty outstanding job, as the numbers show. It would be a contract renewal with no changes. She would essentially, she took over, just as a reminder to everybody, she took over the remainder of Stephanie's contract. Right. So it's that agreement renewed for one more year, and we'll just essentially change the names on it and keep moving forward.
So make a motion to extend the contract for 1 year.
Oh, I'll second.
With no changes.
With no changes, I'll second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, good.
Awesome.
Thank you, Heather.
Thank you.
Yep.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah, officially. Officially welcome aboard.
I'm taking notes.
Okay, agenda item number 6, update from the tourism entity, Visit Lake Geneva. Hi, Deanna.
Hi there.
Well, in your packet, you'll see several upcoming partner meetings that we have. We have a business after 5 in downtown Lake Geneva this Wednesday at Geneva Tap House, so feel free to join us there, 5 to 7 p.m. And then our monthly partner meeting next week, and then our annual dinner is coming up on October 25th at the Abbey Resort. That is limited space, so if you are interested in attending that, you need to buy tickets for that ahead of time. So you can contact me or just go on our website and search Impact Awards, and you'll find that information there. We are moving ahead with the Electric Christmas Parade on Saturday, December 3rd. We have float registrations out to the public. Those are now open. The deadline to register to enter a float into the parade is November 11th. And we also have volunteers sign up for the parade, and everything is available on visitlakegeneva.com/events. Winterfest is also well underway. We've been having meetings with our staff, our team, as well as the city staff, department heads, regarding those, both of those events, so those are all going well and on time. Earned media highlights, we had several hits that you'll see in your packet there of our articles in the media in the month of September. We also have several travel writers and influencers that we're currently working with that we've already hosted or will be hosting soon. We had Discover Wisconsin Television here filming over the summer, and we will be airing that, the new TV episode, a full 30-minute TV episode that airs this weekend in 8 Midwestern states. It'll be online earlier, though, on some streaming channels and on discoverwisconsin.com, I believe, the 12th or 13th, so you can get a little bit of a sneak peek at that, but otherwise on the standard television stations on Saturday and Sunday in those markets. On Milwaukee.com, we hosted a travel writer administrator here spent a lot of time in downtown Lake Geneva in September, and her story will be coming out in a week or two. I just touched base with her on Friday, and she says she's just buttoning that up, and so we should see that, and we'll share that on next month's report. We also had an influencer known as the Wisconsin Cheese Queen, and she has a blog called Wisconsin Cheese Please, and so we did a cheese curd tour for her because she specializes in cheese curds. So we took her to six locations in and around Lake Geneva a few weeks ago, and we're looking forward to that story as well. You'll see the marketing metrics were sitting really well with our website. At the end of September, we surpassed 1 million page views on our website year to date. So we're very happy about that. We are up about 26% in website traffic so far this year. So we're on par for really having a banner year on that. And online guide visits so far this year, we've had over 53,000 visits to our online visitor guide, which is great. Top cities again, remain Chicago, Milwaukee, Madison. The usual statistics are there. We continue to grow our followers in all of our social media channels. You'll see there as well. In our email subscriber list, we gained almost 150 subscribers last month over month. So we're sitting at just over 53,000 subscribers on our opt-in email list. And again, that will ebb and flow a little bit. Sometimes people are more interested in the summer, so they'll drop off and then pop back on in the spring, or and vice versa. Our visitor center continues to be very busy. So far, we've had, or we had 1,800 people walk in the month of September, which brings us to over 15,000 walk-ins so far year to date. So we're happy with that. And hotel activity, we're still kind of hovering around that. We had another decline in August, so July and August were down slightly. And again, this is the region. This is just a cumulative number from the Star report, and it's based on hotels reporting their numbers, number one, and again it is the region, not just Lake Geneva. So August was down 2.1%, but we're still positive for year to date, so we're still up 3% overall for the year, so that's good to see. And meetings and events, Jill, our destination sales leader, our sales manager, has been very busy going to shows and events, meeting and event planners and group planners. Currently, she is on her way to Las Vegas for the IMEX show. That is a meetings industry trade show. And then she'll be going to Holiday Showcase, which is also meetings and events, and that's in November in Chicago. And then here in Lake Geneva, we're hosting the MPI Great Lakes Education Summit. I believe they were a tourism grant recipient for that, and having an event over at the Riviera. But we'll be hosting them and helping them with their event coming in November. And then you'll see the RFP report there. It's a nice list of corporate groups primarily, and a couple social groups that we've had RFPs come in. And then just in general, we are working just about to launch our fall advertising campaign. Actually, several portions of it have already launched. You remember we did the car wraps in Chicago. We're doing the same for the fall, with obviously fall motifs on the cars, but we're adding Milwaukee and Madison to that, to the Rapify car wraps. And also in Chicago, we're doing the CTA, so the buses, some static posters in the train stations and bus stations there as well, and then as well as a digital component added all up to that. So fall will be a much broader campaign, wider net cast, if you will, and that is obviously because we want to really focus on our shoulder season to keep people coming back to see the fall colors and just enjoy Lake Geneva beyond summer. We are also well underway with our 2023 visitor guide publication. We are going to be publishing that late December, early January. That is our timetable, but again, everything has to do with supply chain issues. Paper seems to be one of those crazy things that's fluctuating right now, not only in price, but delivery to the print houses. So we'll do our best to get that by before the first of the year. And then we're also updating our meeting and event planner guide. That is another publication that we're publishing and update every few years, and we have had a significant change in our meeting and event venues, and we also want to build upon it, so it's not just aimed at the corporate market, it's aimed at social, weddings, things like that. So it's all kinds of meeting planners, from corporate to social. So we'll be updating that, so we'll be in touch with our hotels and other venues, and then we're looking at publishing that in first quarter 2023. Any questions?
Yours. go through that so fast, but there's a ton in there. No, I mean, it's great. It makes the meeting short. Rich loves it. But, there's a lot of activity. What is it that you're wrapping in Madison?
Cars. They're like Ubers,
like
Lyfts.
Uber, yep. Similar mm-hmm. to
yeah,
Chicago?
It is, okay. Yes, same as Chicago. It's the same company. It's called Rapify. Yeah. And they're typically DoorDash, Uber, Lyft cars that are constantly going around. So they're driving around, so obviously they're moving billboards for us. We also have, as part of our package, some value add is they offer us a few what they call swarms. So if there's like a big game in town, they'll put all of our 25 cars down by the Fiserv building or wherever the game is or whatever. So just to have a concentration of them on special event days or nights. So that's how that works. And then the digital component of that is that we have digital advertising. So if you are anywhere near one of those cars, for instance, or even one of the buses, it will sort of ping, it'll serve you up ads to your phone. So you basically end up seeing two of our messages in two different mediums in the same place. So it's a little big brother. It's kind of like when you're surfing the net and you get ads popped up and you're like, hey, I'm interested in that. How did they know? It's mm-hmm. kind of the same technology. So yeah, so Milwaukee, Madison, and Chicago will be that. But in Chicago, it's just the bus system in Chicago, just CTA.
So how long does it last? Like, is it a seasonal thing? Like, this is a fall advertisement?
Yep, this is just fall. And we were testing it out in the summer in Chicago only just to see how it worked. And we feel it had a really big impact. We had a lot of people sending us pictures. Hey, I saw this downtown Chicago. A couple board members said they knew people who said it to them. They saw this. And so we had some really positive feedback from it. We also saw a huge jump in our direct website traffic, meaning someone literally typed in visit lakegeneva.com. So it wasn't a referral from another site a search engine type of search. It was people literally knew our web address. And to us, the only thing we did differently that month was the car wraps. So we're interested to see how that will affect our Milwaukee and Madison markets. Out of home is one of those advertising mediums that is really outside the box. It's very visual and very impactful. But what really, if you get your money's worth, is where it comes in traffic, you know, inquiries, website traffic, whatever measurement tool you put into place with it.
Questions for Deanna?
Thank you.
Good job.
Awesome, thank you. Agenda item number 7, update from the Business Improvement District and the holiday events. No one's here from BID? Nope. Okay, agenda item number 8, the written financial update regarding room tax dollars collected. Last meeting I went through a pretty detailed version of this, and I was trying to get the fund balance today. We have... It looks like roughly $229,327.10 of committed and unspent funds, things that we've approved. That does not include the end of year true up with visit.
That can't get calculated till the end of the year.
It can't, exactly, yeah. Just so we're aware of it, it's still coming. I'm just reviewing this quick to see if anything. We do not have receipts yet for Honky Tonk Fest. Oktoberfest just finished.
Supposed to know that.
And we haven't made the transfer for the Riviera. Are we is that a transfer, or are we covering the receipts when they're turned in?
You are.
For the equipment.
For last year, or for
the kitchen.
Oh, I don't think it's in yet.
Okay.
They have to submit a bill to get paid.
Okay. I didn't know if that was a...
Invoice, yeah,
got it.
I guess.
So the funds are still in here, so that's correct. It's accounted for. Okay. And then the committed fund balance looks weird. I mean, it's correct, but it doesn't account for... This is cash accounting, and the other one is accrual, so we're trying to figure out the difference between the two, but... Yeah, I don't know what... Too much to say about that. If we have a large grant request tonight on the next one for the Riviera transfer. If you remember at the end of last meeting, I had said our total uncommitted fund balance, if we go through everything, I had estimated about $167,000 worth. It seems like we're running 5-10% over what we budgeted on room tax dollars collected, which is what you were mentioning, Zakiya. So we kind of have to do the math in our heads a little until we get a final reckoning, which I think probably happens by the end of January, by the February meeting. I think we'll know all the details. But as it stands now, we have quite a bit in the fund that's going to be trickling through. Some of those events are after the first of the year as well. So, in fact, just to review them real quick, the everything is accounted for with the exception of the abominable snow race. We likely won't see the bill for that until February. Mm-hmm. And then whenever the Riviera project needs, the kitchen needs to fund. Do we have any idea when that might pull from the fund balance?
I have no idea. I thought David would be here.
David is online.
I am here.
Oh, there you
are. Hi, David.
Oh.
Hey, do you have any estimate on when the funds for the kitchen may be pulled from?
Well, we would have liked to have it done by now, but the attorney said we had to do one more step, even though it is a tourism grant. So we expect that probably in the next 60 days.
Okay. Before the end of the year. Okay.
Yes.
That's about all I can answer on the finance part, unless someone has questions.
So how much do we have currently? 160-something?
Well, estimating, right?
Estimating.
Assuming that everything were the same as last year and what we budgeted for, between now, and again, some of this is fuzzy because it was estimates, mm-hmm. but between now and what, possibly July of next year when our fund balance gets more contributions, my estimate last meeting was $167,000. It was in the minutes. I kind of ran through it. It's like, but again, we're running a little hot compared to last year. Maybe 5 to 10% over on those budget numbers. So I think by next meeting, or you know, certainly the next two, we can get a more accurate number. But we'll know for certain by the time we get to February. And the other thing that's strange too is this fund balance is hard to look at as well, because if you look at the 2021 versus 2022, the marketplace is now paying in quarterly.
Right.
So we get like the next large lump sum is probably in September.
I think October.
Or October. We get it for quarter three in October.
They'll finish
this month.
Yeah. Okay.
And so we'll get some lump sum. In the minutes was 185.
It was 185? Okay. That's good to know. Okay. Got it. Okay. Anything else on the financial update? I think for the minutes, the way we'll do that is try to have a more accurate number in the next meeting. We'll see, kind of redo that estimate once we have September's numbers.
Yeah.
And
quarter three numbers.
Or a better way to say that is, once that quarterly payment is in from the marketplace, we'll have a better idea of what the end of year is going to look like.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Agenda item number 9A, Women's Weekend 2023. Welcome.
Good afternoon. My name is Catherine Rupp, and with me is Claudia Fecho. We are co-chairs of the Women's Weekend event and members of Geneva Lake Women's Association. Thank you for having us here today and for all of your past support of our event. For those of us who may not know us, since 1965, our organization has supported those in need in Walworth County in immeasurable ways. We continue to raise hope through our various committees and events geared to attracting a wide range of community participation. Organizations we have supported include Open Arms Free Clinic, the Food and Diaper Bank, Twin Oaks Shelter, Lakeland Animal Shelter, and New Beginnings, just to name a few. Also, our community service includes organizing Safety Town for over 40 years for 4K and 5K children. We conduct two major fundraisers each year, Ladies' Day Luncheon, which just finished in September, and Women's Weekend. And depending on the success of those fundraisers, we donate between $10,000 and $20,000 to Walworth County charities each year. Women's Weekend has existed for over 15 years. We took it over from the Rotary luckily enough, the year before the COVID restrictions and lockdowns. So 2022, this year, was the first year that all of the states had lifted their lockdowns, and we were really excited to continue the tradition of Women's Weekend and revitalize it with support from the Tourism Commission. This year, we are requesting $17,255 to cover marketing and some event costs. We have a phased marketing campaign that will target Greater Chicago, Madison, Rockford, and Milwaukee markets. The campaign uses a combination of digital, paid and earned media, social media, print media, and event marketing. Given the wide range of workshop offerings, our target demographic is women between the ages of 25 to 64. We anticipate that our Come Together 70s theme will inspire women to travel with their friends or relatives for this one-of-a-kind weekend experience. Women's Weekend is an event that we organize with businesses in downtown Lake Geneva. It consists primarily of workshops, physical activities, relaxation, and social get-togethers. The event starts with a few workshops on Friday afternoon, followed by a kickoff party at the Riviera on Friday night, more workshops all day on Saturday and Sunday morning, a boat cruise Saturday afternoon, and it is capped off on Sunday with brunch at the Baker House. The kickoff party and brunch are the most popular events and entices attendees to stay over two nights. This year, we have already started partnering with restaurants on offering workshops and providing sponsorships. We are working on a Saturday night pub crawl with a few bars and taverns. We are developing more and new workshop offerings, and some of our workshops are actually held at hotels, making it convenient for attendees to stay at those hotels. We are starting to work with hotels to provide discount vouchers for their Women's Weekend guests to use at a future date to bring them back to Lake Geneva after our weekend. Attendees come from throughout the Midwest, but primarily from Illinois. This year, we are projecting over 200 attendees as we continue to rebuild this event after COVID restrictions. We believe the combination of attendee favorites like the kickoff party and brunch, plus new workshops and the pub crawl, will bring back prior year attendees and new women attendees. Women's Weekend provides attendees the ultimate experience of creating memories with friends and family, connecting with new people, and learning to do new things. Traveling to Lake Geneva gives them a fun and friendly environment to enjoy themselves. Participating in our event that has a charitable component enhances the overall experience of attendees by knowing that they are helping people in need. We appreciate all the help that the Tourism Commission has provided in the past and appreciate your consideration in supporting Women's Weekend 2023. Can I answer any questions?
I have a question. So when 200 women attend this, how much money actually do you get from all those 200 women for attending this event?
Well, they will pay a base registration fee, and then they pay for each individual workshop that they sign up for.
So estimated total, how much do you get for this event?
I think we're estimating a net with this grant request about a net of $15,000.
So let's say the tourism gives you grant for whatever amount, then rest of the money goes where? Whatever you have collected from this event.
That will be donated to the charities. Our fundamental mission is to provide help to the Walworth County charities.
Because there are some costs you have that does not qualify for Tourism Commission. So almost $8,000 worth of stuff in there that we cannot pay for it.
Well, this request was built off of the documents that we submitted last year and got reimbursed for. So we're asking for the same, in the same categories that were reimbursed last year.
See all this amount, like the DJ and all this, like this 350, 350, 550, and 7430.
Oh,
those amount doesn't, it's radio, it's local.
I see what you're asking.
Yeah, so like about 8,000 does not qualify for that marketing. Like kickoff party, we can, Riviera, yes, we can pay for that 1,300. But the DJ and photographer and entertainment, that's all those amount and promotional right. item.
That's what Richard and I were talking about too.
Yeah,
sure.
All those
I,
does not get
I think what Zakiya is pointing out is you and I have a question on this as well, if I could just segue
yeah,
to mine too.
Go ahead, go ahead.
So that you've broken out the advertising and then the event costs. And in here, we really kind of have to pay for marketing activities. And so the event costs, it's come up in the past where if someone has a bar, for example, we don't pay for the bar.
Mm-hmm.
But we might pay to market the event, that sort of thing. So it's just putting things in the right buckets. But I have a question on that, actually. I don't see the Riviera rental cost in here.
Yeah, it's there. Right above the DJ. Oh, it's $1,300? Is that what she's... You don't have that paper?
I don't think that's the rental fee. Isn't that security and...
$1,000
no.
is the rental fee, and then there's a $1,000 deposit that we had to pay.
Right.
It's a $1,000 deposit that we'll get back if everything obviously is in the same condition as we started.
Oh, so it's not in here.
And the contract is in the documents that we submitted.
Right, I thought the Riviera was more. That's why I looked at that.
For a nonprofit, it's
right.
less.
Ah, that's what I'm, thank you.
And
thank you.
We made our event earlier this year versus in May, so that we were able to get the nonprofit
yep.
cost.
That makes sense now, okay. So $1,300 is the Riviera rental cost and the rest is, okay.
That's the off-season.
Yes, off-season nonprofit rate. That's what
right.
I was missing.
Right.
Okay,
yes.
Very good, thank you. And then I always have to ask about radio. So. You know, is that out of town, like Chicago radio? Is that local radio?
Yes, in all four of the markets that we're targeting, Rockford, Madison, Milwaukee, and Chicago.
Great. Okay. Is it separate radio stations?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
Do you track, like, how many you get from radio ads at all? I mean, is there any way to track where you get your people from?
Well, last year, I mean, we have the data in Eventbrite from the people who registered, and the vast majority came from Illinois. But in terms of the marketing,
yeah, what kind of marketing do you get most of the women from?
From the greater Chicagoland area.
But is it like your radio? Because your radio is the biggest budgeting part of it. Do you know what percentage you get from radio? I'm just curious.
How many women attended because they heard it on the radio?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know that
we haven't tracked that.
Last year, but that is
okay.
definitely something obviously that we would be able to have in our.
Do you have a list of the radio station that you have signed up or you're planning to?
Not yet. We have not arranged formal advertising with them yet. Right, that's in the marketing plan that we submitted. WLKG, Hubbard Radio in Chicago, a couple that are listed in the marketing plan.
And I don't have it in front of me, but this budget the last few years, this one is larger. What are the main changes?
This request is actually $11,000 less than last year. And what we requested last year.
Requested, correct.
Right.
Okay. We awarded 10 last
right.
year?
Right. You
okay.
reimbursed 10.
Okay. Any major changes to the marketing budget from last year?
Yes. We're increasing in every, increasing cost in every category.
Okay. I know we're circling the wagons around radio. I don't remember the radio budget being quite so high. Again, you've been at this a long time, but just looking at the budget, it seems very radio heavy, and I'm curious the logic behind that.
I I am not sure.
Have you always done primarily radio?
Yes.
Advertising?
Yes, we have, actually.
Okay.
So just, the two of us, this is our second year.
Okay.
In the Women's Association's second year on this committee. So as far as what was done in the past, I don't know how they tracked it. We didn't know from last year. And so that's why we wanted to increase the budget this year, that with the different radio stations and the event marketing.
So I have a question. You are estimating about 300 women to attend this by increasing your marketing budget.
Right.
Are you going to have more than 300, or are you capable of handling more than 3, or what? Like, why are you increasing your marketing budget if your attendees are only 300 every year, 200, 300 only? Is the same woman coming every year different? Like, how many repeat, or like, do you have any of those data, or?
We do have repeat customers. I know that they have mentioned to it at the kickoff party that is one of the things they like, having it at the Riviera, having the kickoff party as an opening to the Women's Weekend.
Do you know what percentage are repeats year after year?
I don't know. We don't have that.
Yeah, see. All that stuff is curious to us.
I mean, Women's Weekend is a great event. It's in the shoulder season. It checks a lot of boxes. I think increase is always make us scratch our head a little bit. I understand it's less than last year. But how best to allocate the funds? I kind of circling the wagons around. I'd love to see the event happen, of course. I mean, from my business on Main Street, Women's Weekend's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are in town that wouldn't otherwise be here in April. So I like the event. It's just I'm hearing a lot of questions around the marketing and how those decisions are being made.
Well,
I don't know how to get around that.
To me, it's a great event. It just seems like advertising for $15,000, almost $15,000 for 300 people seems like a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if a percentage are repeat people.
And how are we tracking those numbers? Like, we don't know for certain if that's a low estimate or a high estimate. Where does that fall?
You think you might be able to come back next month with more detail?
Yes.
If you're actually trying to market, to bring people to town to spend an evening, I really don't know why you're advertising on WLKG. Got about a 50-mile radius. And I'm all about supporting local, but if you're actually trying to bring people here from out of town, you probably shouldn't be advertising on a local radio station. You might want to hit up WGN or WBBM or WTMJ in Milwaukee. I don't know what they have in Rockford. In Madison, they've got the Cow, I think, WKOW. Mm-hmm. You know,
I have a question too.
Cost effectiveness is just not very good to spend $17,000 to get 300 people here for two nights.
Right, and I'm wondering, is that the 300 attendees, do they all stay overnight?
No.
There are a lot of local people who don't stay overnight, correct?
We did not have a lot of local participation last year, actually.
Okay.
I was surprised by that.
Yeah, I mean, since we have some time on this, there's another reason I feel more comfortable about next month is we'll have some of the budget numbers a little sharper around what our fund balance actually is. And then secondly, I think we could dig a little deeper in some of these questions around the marketing and just the marketing strategy, really, what those are. Just to give the commission a comfort level with how those marketing funds are being spent, why certain buckets were chosen, and then if you can, a little bit more reliable numbers around those past participants. Because from the optics I get, just from one spot on Main Street, it sure seems like more than 300 people come to town for Women's Weekend. I don't know the balance between in town and out of town, but if we could sharpen this up a little bit, I think it would be more conducive to us feeling comfortable issuing a grant. We would know exactly where it was going and why that decision was made. If you're comfortable,
okay. Sure.
Comfortable with next month?
Sure.
Okay.
Do you want the entire package resubmitted or just the pieces that change?
It, it would have to be, the whole packet would have to be there for the sake of the agenda. For me, okay. Personally, I want to see the, I really want to drill down to the budget. I know about the event, and it's a great organization, great event, but we just really have to dial in what these marketing expenses are and get a comfort level with everyone here that this is why it's being spent that way and what the attendee numbers actually are. If we can do that, then it's, obviously it's a great event we all like, so we just need to get a little sharper on the marketing budget.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good, thank you. All right, agenda item number 9B, the tourism grant transfer request from the Riviera.
That's you, Dave.
Dave?
Hello?
That's funny, I thought Rich did it last year. this is a request from the city to offset some of the city's general fund costs towards the Riviera renovation. Based on the calculations that Laura did and double-checked with our prior finance director, the amount being requested is the amount being requested.
$167,375.
That is correct.
That also matches the budget number in front of me from the one that was submitted recently. So same as last year. It's interesting how this falls, just so everybody's aware. I wish Kevin were here. He's new to understand this. But we technically, it's in the budget for next year. But doing it now is affects the, Rich, help me out. It's timing. Taxes and timing. How's that sound?
Do we need to transfer money now or next year?
It'll get spent next year.
It actually gets transferred in 2023?
It'll get spent. The city pays the interest in twice a year in 23. I think they pay it in March and September, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So can we wait till then to transfer and not transfer now?
No, I remember this from last year, that you have to do it in order to get it under the wire when they figure out finance is not my wheelhouse. But it is time sensitive. It's budget time. Thank you. So we approve it. I will point out it's significantly less than last year. Last year we transferred $211,000 to cover the interest, so it's gone down.
So then if we approve this, then we have nothing left in Tourism Commission?
Well, I wouldn't say nothing, but I wouldn't say we have a whole massive surplus. Now, for the record, if this is what we can do by next month as well, the budgeted line items we had when we came into the year, we haven't issued an exorbitant number of grants for activities versus municipal development versus, I think we're relatively on target on how we budgeted. It's just a timing issue. When we get our funds in, right.
That's why I was wondering, we will receive the quarter three payment pretty soon this month. Can we wait for this till next month to transfer or no? Or no?
I don't think so. The budget process is now, wraps up at the end of this month.
Yes, as you say, the budget process is now, and that number needs to be either confirmed or denied by tourism so we can put it in the budget.
So if we confirm, does it need to be transferred now? That's what I'm asking.
Sorry.
Oh, the actual transfer? That could... I don't see why we would transfer too far ahead of when we actually send it in, but as you say, tax time, I'm not sure when that actually has to be submitted.
Right, and Dave, to be clear, you're talking about your budget because the tourism budget is already done.
That is correct.
Right, so the budget that we operate
on. Well, it's in there. Your budget's in there. The entirety of the budget has not been approved.
Right.
Excuse me.
But our piece is, there it is. You can see last year and... It's the same format we've used in previous years.
So we're just approving this amount as a placeholder, but the actual transfer won't happen until what month in 2023?
That's what I'm asking.
Which
correct.
Month?
Correct. I'm sorry. Yes.
I thought it was March.
March.
Either way, it'll be before we receive more funds into tourism. In that year.
In that year.
Correct, mm-hmm. In 2023.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to continue getting funds deposited between now and the end of the mm-hmm. year. In January, the large draw for visit comes out. This one will come out. and then we kind of wait until, with the room tax increase, probably June, July, we'll start getting funds deposited again.
That's happened every year.
Mm-hmm. And again, we're running over budget now with room tax collected, so I don't think we're going to run out. There's not a huge run on tourism grants in the first quarter.
So is it possible, Dave, that I can make motion to approve this, but transfer the money maybe in February before you need in March, or I don't know?
The money doesn't get transferred until they turn in a receipt.
I see. Okay. Right. I thought it happens immediately.
Okay. No. But I'll include it in the discussion, so it's in the minutes.
Yeah. I don't think it changes. It's just logistics.
Just the book writing.
Mm-hmm. Logistics timing. So, is that a motion?
Yes.
To approve $167,375. Transfer to the debt service for the Riviera bond payment.
Second.
Motion and second. Any other discussion?
I have a question.
Yes, Linda.
Does this help with the property taxes?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
So it keeps the mill rate down again this year.
The mill rate. That's the word I was looking for. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
Exactly. Because as the citizen advocate, that's what I talk about the best thing the tourism committee does for
the people.
You complain about tourism.
For local people. So all this money goes to the local.
So Dennis, people. don't miss that. We used out of town taxpayer money to lower the mill rate.
Yes.
That's what we did tonight.
The mill rate might.
I know.
Not
it's
to, go down,
just let him. Let him print
if
it.
If this isn't paid, then it's going to go up.
It's going up. How about to keep it down?
Yes.
Not to lower
it prevents it from going up.
Yes.
It'll prevent it from going up.
Yes. Perfect.
Right.
Yes.
So the next time someone complains about out of town.
Oh, that's what I always say.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay.
Tourism keeps our taxes down.
Yes.
It does, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion or comments?
Well, it keeps
Mary Jo, good.
We have to have firemen, policemen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true,
fire
too.
Fire trucks.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Great. Done. Okay, agenda item number, where are we? Sorry. Agenda item number 10, we did when Heather was up there. Agenda item number 11. Any future items? Next month, the Women's Weekend, folks are coming back. We're going to do another estimate of room tax funds. I'll try to get that, try to run that estimate again once we have September's numbers.
But can I request for Heather's contract to be as soon as we change the date and the name? We are not making any changes to the previous contract, but make it publicized so people can view it.
Yeah, we can put it
make
in
it available for the
put it
for
in the next, meeting agenda.
She's taking over the exact same contract, no change at all. So just her name and date change.
Like, put it in the packet next month.
Yeah,
yep.
Somebody has question or to be for everybody.
Yeah, Mary Jo, you mentioned that too. It's probably a good idea. Anything else next month? That will be the November meeting?
November 14th.
Thank you, Dave. Oh. November 14th.
Any updates on those cameras, Dave? The one we said
to... We are in the midst of changing IT, so we're not sure when that's going to come at this point.
You know, I did have a question. I don't know if this is for next month, but it was just a follow-up question that, and Deanna, this might be for you, actually. I don't know if the Riviera webcam is actually getting used by news outlets as a background. You know how they can do the weather and they sort of throw it up there sometimes? Sure.
But out this way, I'm not sure. You have to pretty much present it to them. But with it being just a static location and not moving and just really just pointing at a building.
Yeah.
You'd have to look at kind of the marketability of that. If it can be moved, it can be remote controlled, if you will. I'm not sure, but I think you have to ask, or to put it out there and ask stations. They're not going to come looking for it. There's not like a central place they go to and say, who's on a webcam?
Right.
You have to kind of sell it, if you will.
Okay. All right. Anything else for next month? Are we adjourning before 5 p.m.?
Yeah.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Very good. Thank you, everyone.
You're welcome. Thank you. I'll find your computer.
I do.
What page are the numbers for? Number 8.
Yeah. They're missing.
Yeah, okay, great. I was just making sure. I take notes. I'm very poor at it.
Oh, no, it's great.
It really is. How much you have to write. And I will, what I'll do, yeah, I will.